Power.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, today we're going to do packet 1A, and the idea being that since we discussed the machlokas, the rash for the rah, what? So we did packet of the taruvas of Chad Betray, Kuftes, Rashba, the Rosh, and all those things. I wanted to put in here a topic, a contemporary topic that's been discussed about the milk of today. In other words, the thing of the milk of today is, you know, it's not like you get, every person has one cow at home and milks that one cow. So if you have one cow at home, see, because a lot of cows might be treif. So but most cows are not treif. So if you have one cow at home, and you keep it in your backyard, I remember in the old days here in YU, before there was security. So I think it was Dr. Ari Greenspan, he brought in Mus upstairs. Yeah, he had a goat in the dorm. Yeah, today that wouldn't fly. I don't know if you'd be able to get it in today. But in those days, there was no real security in YU. Until, unfortunately, there were different incidences, you know, and those days anyone could walk in the buildings. And then there were whole different mices that happened that gave them an idea that maybe that shouldn't be the case. That we'd be so. So he had a goat. You know, I think we got shafted, a goat in the dorm. You know, so if you would keep one, you know, cow in your backyard, and you would milk that one cow, so then, so you don't know, you didn't open it up to see if maybe there's a treif inside. But if you would kill the cow, then you won't be able to milk it anymore. So if you have one cow, you could shalom al Yisrael. You have a right to milk that one cow. Or maybe it's treif, but most cows in the world are not treif. So we have a klal called the parish meruba parish, which means that if I have one item that I took into my possession, and I don't know if it's kosher or not kosher, but I know most of the this item that I have, most of these cows in the world are kosher, so then I have a klal called the parish meruba parish, and anything that's taken from the conglomerate, and the conglomerate has treif and kosher, I have a right to assume that it's kosher, even though it might in a chanami be treif. But that's the klal that called the parish meruba parish. Now, if one day, what did we see? We saw Rav Shimon Shkop said that if one day, say after, we find out that it really was treif, if we have a way of seeing that it was treif even from before, so then you have to klaf al chait, right? You have to do, you need kapara. Because we said that Rav Shimon Shkop said, by bittul barov, we know for sure. I know for sure I bought one hamburger from McDonald's and two from McDonald's, right? And I could eat all of them, right? We said maybe the way we paskin, not necessarily bevasachas, but so I ate treif. But so what? That's the din of achrei rabim lahatos. You're allowed to, you can eat treif. You can't do it lechatchila. You can't say, you know, I'm very hungry now. So I went into my local, there used to be a store here, McDonald's, and the broy is Hechsher, correct? Rabbi Hess and I, we remember the days of McDonald's. And the Broyes people would eat it, right? Because it was Broyes Hechsher. It was a fast food store, you know, of a lot of oil there and, deep fried, right? Chicken and hamburgers and fries and sodas, you know, that style place. Fast food store. So I tell you, I remember one year I was doing Bedikas Chametz. So you do Bedikas Chametz, you're not supposed to eat your meal before you do Bedikas Chametz. So I did a real Bedika. I didn't just do one of these, 2 minute Bedikas, you collect your bread and then you finish. I did a real Bedika. So if you do a real Bedika, the time I finished with the Bedika, then what? The calf is closed. And you're not supposed to eat a meal before, so the calf is closed. So I said, I'll go to McDonald's, have dinner at McDonald's. So, so if I eat all three of them, so I go to McDonald's, and there are only two, it's late, they're about to close, there are only two hamburgers left. So I buy them, but I want to eat three. So then I go to McDonald's, and I buy one from McDonald's, and I take off all the wrappings, and assuming that you can't tell the difference, and then I put them on the table. I know which is which. So they did a bittul, but the halakha is no. And if you orchestrated it l'chatchila, that's the concept of ein mevatlin nesir l'chatchila, and then it doesn't work. Bittul is only if it happened. The tarovus happened by itself, but if you orchestrated the tarovus by yourself, then it doesn't work. So if I have one cow, then what? So I have a right to milk my cow, even though I didn't check to see all the trephus. How can you check? If the cow is alive, you can't check all the trephus inside. But I have a right to assume. That's lina basaruba. Right? So that's okay. But the question is, like Rav Shechter raised this, and others have discussed this as well, is in industrial production of milk. Whereas when you have your carton of milk that you're going to... You like this morning, I had a milk poured into my Cheerios, and now that carton of milk, how many cows are in this carton of milk? It wasn't just one cow, because they get cows from many cows, and then it's put into a whole vat, and right in the company, and then. And then they put it in the containers, right? My thing of milk is a combination that could be of 50 cows, right? 50 cows, right? Not just one cow. So the question that Rav Shechter raised is what, and others raise, is that if I have many cows, so if Shechter was assuming that if you check all the cows in the area, there will be treif, there will be some treif cows, but still, I have a right to follow the rove. But if you look, what percentage of all the cows that there are kosher? So he assumed that it's not 60-1. In other words, what's the percentage of if to have shishim is how many? What 1 to 60 is 1%. What percent? What? 4.67 is then you have. So if you have 1.67, then you have shishim. But if the percentages are greater than that, say 3% of the cows have treif, right? So then, see, the halacha is that by by lach balach, right, if you have a vat of kosher milk and then you have a vat of treif milk, midaraisa, all you need is rov, and midrabanan, you need shishim. Right? By yavish b'yavish, you just need rov. You don't need shishim. But here's lach balach, midaraisa, you just need rov, and midrabanan, you need shishim. So Rav Shechter's assumption was that if a person goes ahead and lot and has a bottle of milk, so a bottle of milk is coming from the whole lot, the whole conglomerate. So that means, so whatever, as Rabbi Silverman says, we'll see soon, whatever the lot, the statistics are, if you don't have, there was, if you have, what did you say? 1.67 percent of treifus. So that means that in my bottle of milk that I buy from the store, I have some treif milk in it, and I have some kosher milk. One second, and the have some treif milk and some kosher milk, right? But I don't have shishim of kosher milk, because if you say that if the reality, he was assuming this reality that he heard, that the reality is, say they could be, I don't know, 1%, 3%, it could be 4%, whatever the percent is, but it's more than having 60-1, that I don't have shishim in my, see, if I'm milking one cow, so then one cow is just from that one cow, so then you follow rov. But if the source, the supply of the milk is coming from what? From many cows, then what? Then perhaps you have to assume that whatever the percentage is of the whole situation in the area is going to be in a, what do you call it, in a macro way, is going to be in a micro way in my container that I bought from the store. And therefore, so therefore that's why Rav Shechter doesn't drink milk, because he's choshesh for this.
Why can't you still say
okay, so we'll get it in a second. We'll get it in a second. Okay. So
you know this one last petition that you have a problem with the bit of having like a pila?
Well, they're not doing it because they want a mevatel. Because bitul hachatchila means you have kavana to create it. Like the case was, I was very hungry, and I need to eat 3 hamburgers. And I went to McDonald's, and there's only 2 left, and I need 3 to fill myself up. And the cafe was closed. Obviously, I didn't do this, but this is it's a muscle. And I went to, so you, then the guy goes to McDonald's. Obviously, you know, I'll do this. I didn't do this. But and there was enough in McDonald's when I got there after Medica's comments to fill me up. The chicken was good. I used to have the chicken there. Fries, 1 second. But if a person would do that, then he had kavana to get hanoah from the treif. Because he didn't have enough. Here, they're not having kavana for anything. No, so there's a halacha that anything that's non-kosher, if an animal is non-kosher, then the milk that it produces is also considered yotzei min ha'aser, and is also not kosher. So this is his idea. So our good friend here, Rabbi Michael Zilberman, in his Sefer Tov Lev, summarizes this on page. Look on page 9. He has 1.63. You had 1.67?
Okay. It's 1 divided by 61. Not 1 divided by 60.
Yeah.
Because you need 61 parts, and then 1 negative 60. It makes total 61.
Yeah. Well, so he says like this. He says, Rav Shakti, on page 9 on the left side. Statistica. Okay. So he says that but then he quotes here, and he says, Rav Gavriel Yehuda Ilowitz says that and then he quotes a Ramah. We'll see the Ramah. First, let's look inside here. From the Issa v'Heter. He says, Im yesh shishim behemos. You see the last paragraph on page 9, bottom, on the left side. Im yesh shishim behemos be'eder. If you have 60 animals in the corral there, then it's a echem hem treifa, and one of them is treif. Hagvinus mutaros. Avon pisha dailo bedakno acheres, v'cheskes ksheres hein. Say you made cheese from these, and you have 60 behemoths, and one of them was treif. Right? Hagvinus mutaros. Avon pisha dailo bedakno acheres, v'cheskes ksheres hein. So you have a right to assume that if you have 60 behemoths and one of them is treif, and you made cheese from them, like Venus mutar safa mishadayin lo bedakto acheres. So what does that mean? Why is it kosher? Afal pi shadayin lo badachnu. We didn't check the other ones, right? When there's 60 behemoths in the corral, and one of them is treif, but you can assume that the other ones are okay, but we didn't check. Okay, because of Ramah, yesh shishim behemoth be'edah v'lo yadina b'vadei shecholav ben ha-treif, v'hi yoser mecholav ha-achas ha-acheres. We don't know where the milk came from. Amin mistama de'ika shishim u'muta. Vedata is a head of Ramah, dim osu gvinos, vicholov shanechova vishishim, oshishim vachas beparos, vishuv shachadu achas venememus nutsa trefas. So what then? In other words, shishim or shishim vachas? If you have shishim vachas, then you have bottle of shishim, right? So, vishuv shachadu achas, so they checked it, one of them. So in other words, they got milk from all of them. They got milk from all of them, and they mixed them together, right? And they made cheese. They made milk, and then they shechted one of them afterwards, and they opened it up, and they saw, oh, it's treif. The shuv shachdu achas min haparos matzo treifa. So it says muter lechol hagvinos beli livdok shar behemos. So you could eat, because you could assume the other ones are kosher, and you don't have to check them. So therefore, you could assume that you have 60 to 1. Even though there are many animals that have treifas, so maybe if we would go ahead and checked some of the other ones before more treifas, you don't have to do that. Mikomokom kolz banchein yedia berura, yesh lismach al rov shel behema lahachshei kol hagvinos. So you want to see that inside? Let me show that inside. So the chora, yeah, let's see that inside. Pay aleph rather. Page five, in the Ramah, in the Mechaber first. You have some be'eder in the behemah sacheres v'sarav chel b'mchel v'acheres ochem bo'achas shir shishim. In the shishim behemah's be'eder, okay, gvinus is different. Maybe if you made pieces of cheese, then that might, cheese is mochashim, might be bottle. But milk is bottle. Milk is going to be batel midaraisa and midraban. You see, by cheese, there's a halacha is, you see, the example that I gave you with the McDonald's, the McDonald's that I've been, so midrabanan, it's not batel, because if you have a chaticha ruin skabe, if you have a nice piece of meat, that you come to my house, I would serve you a nice piece of meat or chicken, that's called a chaticha ruin skabe, and that's not batel midrabanan. But I don't want to bring that in because it'll just confuse you. We're not up to there yet. So we're working on a derisa level. But by milk, it's bottle. Where is it? Page 7. We started on page 6 in the Ramah, and now we're moving to page 7. Udavkin Sarva Kolov Avim Sarva Agvinus in terms of how we do with this problem. So, Chora, you see from here that it's okay, because if you're following statistics, that then there should be a problem also, because because if the statistics, you know, even if you didn't check, so therefore most poskim hold that this whole issue is not a problem, because we'll see Rav Zalman Chemi, Rav Asher Weiss say that halacha doesn't work with statistics. So Rav Asher Weiss writes, in other words, whenever you take, like Harav Hess here, whenever you take an animal, say I have my bottle of my milk bottle, so how many animals did they use? Say they used 100 animals to produce this milk bottle. In other words, they take 100 animals and they milk and put it in one vat. And now from that vat, they're filling up milk containers. So every animal that they took and they milked, there's still a rove that it's not treif. So called the parish meruba parish. So I have a right to assume that every molecule of milk in my bottle, my carton, used to have, in the old days, they had milk cartons. What? Not like the old days. Now half the cartons are the plastic things. The old days, milk cartons. Yeah. And if I have a right to assume that all the milk in the milk carton is kosher, statistically it can't be. It doesn't matter, because each one I take to milk is coming from the rove of the world, and the rove of the world is what? Is kosher. So that's the idea of called the parish and ruben parish. Even though scientifically, statistically, if most of the cows in say 5% are treif, so that's more than you won't have shishim now. So you don't say, well, 5% of the milk in my is treif, because we don't work that way. That's not that's how. I'll show you the lashon of Osher Weiss has here in the sefer on page 25. Yeah. Kasher shalo daitim v'dvar masha oru lachrona v'in kasher tacholav. Yisod ha-sheila, v'ashe yedur sheish achos nikar shal behemo, shem treifas, ulfaha sofik treifas, kem istabed afta az lina basa rov, v'mutu lishtos tacholav, lechol asat psar shal kol behemo, behemo, lidlo shihi v'da rov hakshers, v'kasher ma'arvim es tacholav shal meos behaparos, if you have hundreds of animals, eich nuchol lo masha kulam ksheres, tegad ha-metzias. He's saying the 20%. The 20%, you already said 1.6, whatever, 6.3, 6.7, whatever it is. He's saying here the 20% that are treif. So 20% of treif, that means 80% is kosher. Right? So we still have rov, but we don't have shishim. So negative tzir, she's Ezra. He says he thinks the whole thing is not correct. He saw that toos mashach lifu bein din Torah dachrei Rabbi Latos the Madoya Statistica. He says the Torah has a din of racharim raham lahados. Then there's a count of statistics. The Avi Nomer Nachon Adovah has. But that's not the Din Torah. The Din Torah is Acharei Rabim Lahatos. In other words, every behema I have a right to say, I milk it, it's kosher, and now I throw it in the vat, I threw 100% kosher milk. Take the next one, milk, throw it in the vat, all kosher. What do you want to say? So the whole thing is kosher. So you don't say, in other words, if you follow statistics and in Hanami, statistically, there's 80% kosher in your thing and 20% treif. And then you don't have shishim in your. But if you hold that we don't follow statistics, we follow Azlina Basaruba, then the whole then you have a right to assume that the whole thing is kosher.
How is it not
So in other words, I have a right to assume if I have a hundred animals in front of me. So statistically, 80 of them are kosher and 20 of them are treif, right? But each one that I pull out, I have a right to assume that what? That's coming from the rove. Why does it go back? In other words, as called the parish meruba parish. I have a right to assume that anything that I take is coming from the 80%. No, because it's called the parish meruba parish. So you have a right to assume that.
What is the hot one? Did it say statistics? What's that?
What did they have? They had, I don't know what they had. Now, Rav Zalman Chemia, you know Rav Zalman Chemia Goldberg, page 22, you should be familiar with Rav Zalman Chemia Goldberg. He is what? The son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. I call him sometimes in the middle of the night. And sometimes I couldn't sleep at night. So I want to speak in learning. So I call Rav Zalman Chemia, because he's in Eretz Yisrael. So in the middle of the night, it's like, yeah, it's 10 in the morning there. So his wife gave me the number. What does he do? You know, he used to be a dayan in Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, after a certain age, you have to retire. So what do? So then you work on the Encyclopedia Talmudis. That's what you do. There's the Encyclopedia Talmudis, you see the yellow encyclopedia. I was just in Eichler's the other day. They came out with two volumes. I think they're still there. The MEMS? They're still in the MEMS. I forget what it was. There were two new volumes. I was there last week. There were two new volumes. I thought it was a member. I could be wrong. But there were two volumes. They still have one to go. I remember Rav Nata Greenblatt told me that he remembers when the first volume came out. He was in Eretz Yisrael, I think, in the 40s or something like that, when the first one came out. And they brought it to the Brisker Rav to look at. And he looked at it and he praised it. Even though the first one wasn't as good as the ones that come out today. It's much more extensive today than the one when they first came out. Why am I talking about this? So Rav Zalman Chemia Goldberg, right. He had to retire from the Beis Din. So now he works on the Encyclopedia Talmudis. Well, he gives Urim. So his wife gave me the number of his where he sits. And instead for the writing the Encyclopedia Talmudis. So then you speak and learning with him. Good. A nice man. Very fond, very able person. What was he? He gives smicha. If you can't stay for the Wayu smicha, you can get Rav Zalman Chemia smicha. It's good. I try to cover all the questions that he has on his bechida. You get a bechina, and I write you a letter of approbation that you're a good Talmud, and then you get smicha. Okay, so Rav Zalman Chemia writes here on page 22. Rav Zalman Chemia Goldberg was also a roommate of Rav Abadi in Chevron, together with Rav Moshe Sternbach and Rav Kupitz. Kupchitz. Yeah, they were together in Chevron together. That was a good room.
Had a goat
there? Huh? Had a goat in that room? A goat? I don't think it was a goat in that room. The goat was only upstairs. This is the upstairs used to be called Reed's Hall. Before Musk gave the money and they renamed for Musk, it was called Reed's Hall. That's cool. So he also discusses this. He says, "Achein, second arrow." Manias daiti nero shal olam anu donim al kol behema b'fnei atzma. Me'echa shal kol behema anu matirin. Shuv einu mokam lesser al yidesh anu netzar v'nomer shemavadeish kavme behema strefus. He said, you don't do such a thing. Once we paskin up that it's good, then it's good. What is Raya? Say like this. You have your fleshik pots and pans, right? So every Friday, your mother, your wife, cooks meat, chicken in the what? In the pans, right? So let me ask you a question. B'meshach chodesh, in a month or 2 months' time, you're cooking many different animals ended up in your pan, right? So, if statistically 80% kosher, 20 not, so you must have gotten some treif in the pan, right? Because if you're saying you follow statistics, so that means that, say in the course of a year, right? You had 80 different pieces of chicken in any given pot, right? So that means that 20% of the time you were serving treif, right? So don't you have to kasher? In the vashel b'kdei dover chorif, especially dover chorif, makes it come back. Especially it's kavua. So if you say that, you say even further, because if you say I go to a kosher butcher store, right, and that kosher butcher store gets meat from all over. So what's the halakha? If you find a piece of meat in the street, so you have to say how many kosher butchers, how many treif, right? But the halakha is, if you go to the store itself, you didn't find the meat in the street. You got the meat from the store, like we get today. We don't pick meat in the street. We get meat in the store. So then that's from the makom kavua. So the halakha is kol kavua kemechza al mechza. So that means that you have to assume that if you follow statistics in halacha, that any butcher store, that any kosher butcher store, then it should have 80% kosher, 20% treif. Because if you're saying that we follow statistics, so therefore, if I buy the piece of meat from the store, so it's 80-20, so I can follow rov. But if I get it from the makom kvias, then every rove becomes 50-50. So then how can you ever eat the meat? And then you have to catch the kalim. So al-korcha, it must be that since we know that most of the cows in the world are kosher, so we have a right to assume that every single piece of meat in the store is kosher. Because if we don't, we wouldn't be able to eat. Ah, you're saying you follow Rov, but Rov only works. Rov doesn't work if you get it from the Mokom Makvias. So if you don't assume this, then you know, then you're going to be machmir on the milk. Then you should be machmir on the meat also. Then you won't be able to eat.
Well, you don't check the meat.
What?
Don't check the meat.
We check the meat.
I'm not understanding how they're comparable, because when we do
shita,
we check the meat.
Oh, yes, so that's what he says. So let's see what he says. Yossi yesh lo dem sheet mahiyam roim beinein sheesh kama behemah streifas beinah behemah shebchol Eretz Yisrael hainu boim lishchol behemah achas hainu osu maso she'in kan holacha charov shon kachlu mele kavua him kidvei yotzei sha'al yidei ruv bod leisa kaman. So what is he saying here? Achas miyuchas behem kavua shanika b'mkomo nimtza achas miyuchas streifas osu lachol. The answer is we don't track for all the treifas. We never track for all the treifas. Mm-hmm. We don't track for all the treifas. If we would track for all the treifas and meat, then we'd have every month we'll be able to produce one kosher animal. Because we track the ones that are shchiach, but the ones that are not shchiach we don't check. Right. I think that's probably what he means. One second. Yechash chol behemanu patim shuv einu mokol v'asar al yedei shanu tzadar v'nu v'davad yish kama behemas treifas v'yidah shanim lono v'kein yesh lo esor. I assume that's what he probably means. That we're not tracking for all traces. And there still could be a miyad. So if you have one animal, that you're just using one animal, so then this problem is solved. That's what someone put a sign up in Mar Shakolo, we're going to raise one animal for a shechta, so we have one animal to milk. So you have one animal, so then it's not. So then you have a right to say Azlina Basaruba, but once there's Tarovas, they're not. But most hold that no, that we don't follow statistics in Halacha. If Azlina Basaruba, and if it's kavua, then it's kavua. But the idea that even if you don't want to agree with what Zalman Chaim is saying, we check it. But I think he's saying because we don't check all of them. But perhaps that's what he means. But Levisa, if we. Levisa, if we say, call the parish Meruba parish, so then, even though it's against the Metzias, but Bittul Barov is also against the Metzias. You know, that we have, so Rav Shach is assuming that, well, how could it be, you see, Bittul Barov is not against the Metzias, that we know, because we say it in this Hapek. But I guess Rav Shechter would say no, but L'maisa, here we don't say the din of Sapech. Haraya, Rav Shim Rishkab says, if one day we find out that the animal wasn't good, then you need to do tshuva. Hashem came with the three pieces of this. Even though you knew for sure you ate one of them, it's still Nishapech. We don't say Nishapech but L'maisa, the Torah does not mechayev us to do that. The Torah is not mechayiv us to go ahead. It's an interesting halacha. The Torah is not mechayiv us to check for. Whereas you could have this one animal that you're milking, and you could be somech. You don't have to say after 40 years. Maybe we should open it up and see if it's. You're not mechayiv to do that, because the Torah says you follow Rov. So that's it. And therefore, when you have a milk in the bottle, you have a right to assume that every every piece of milk is really kosher, even though in the reality, Hapishmaya, there might be only 80-20. But that's the Chiddush HaTorah of Achrei Rabbi Lachos. Yeah, Max.
So is Rishakar being master of this place? What's his...
Yeah, he's saying that he thinks intuitively statistics should count. But even he agrees, supposedly, that the Ramoah, he points out the Ramoah is saying not that way. Because the Yisrael Hetzer says that if you have 60 behemoths and then you put them all the milk together, you should drink the milk. Even though the Metzius is that there are, you know, trephus in cows. And we don't say that, so you should go ahead and be bodek all of them. Because how could you, or else you won't have shishim. You know, mechuyev, even though the statistics are that. Yeah.
So, with all this, then shechita, the reason why we do that for me is just because we have more in Torah talking about that we need to do shechita, because otherwise, then why do shechita? We just assume, okay, it's kosher, and then...
No, shechita is halach, you have to do shechita.
Shechita
is because there's exeris akasiv that if you don't do shechita, the animal's neveil. We don't do shechita because we want to check for trephus. That's not why we do shechita. We do shechita because if you don't do shechita, then the animal is an neveil, or even merachai, whatever. It's not just doing shechita to be able to bevare, or else I can just shoot the animal and be able to see if there's any trephus inside. But there's a separate din of shechita.
So then, do we have to check the animals?
Or so we only check the animals that have a miyut hamatzui. In other words, if you hold miyut hamatzui, it's 10% or something, different shitas, something, it's a bigger percent. If the statistics are miyut, but it's matzui, then you mechuyev to check. That's the whole discussion. Leiv Avram is a truva, his son told me about checking shatness. That technically speaking, if the brand of suit that you have is very rare to have shatness, so you might not have to check a migardin, because it's not even a mira matzi. I always tell people to check, you know, today it's easy for check, but migardin, like sometimes somebody just got the suit and they have a, you know, some simcha, and they need it, and they didn't get a chance to check it, so sometimes the checking is only the chumrah. You understand?
Just so you're checking the cow chumrah also, or that?
No, we only check the ones that are mir hamatzer, like by the rea, the lungs. Rea is the lungs.
Yes.
Yeah. Spherkas are the rea. Yeah, so those are the ones that are matzah. That's why we check them. Mm-hmm. But we don't check, they're 18 trephus. We don't go ahead, no one goes ahead and checks for all of them. Because those are in a matzah. Okay, but I just wanted you to get an understanding of this, of what the issue is, and what this has to, you know, it has to do with what we were talking about before, so that's why I decided to make this packet of, yeah.
What's your mind also about how the parts of the parts
are like this? Say, Subas Tezvav. Check there. It was just in the Parsha the other week. The Arav Lova Kamalov. That's the idea of Kavua. We'll have more about it, as a show. But it's fascinating ideas. Okay, so this is something to look at, and you know, there's more articles that were written on this, and you can see more articles on this topic. I mean, we don't have time, but the basic yesodos is what I told you. Bez Hashem Wednesday will continue on Yedias HaKarovas. That's it's all part of the Bittul topic, but so if you didn't get packet two, they're here. Packet twos are here. And again, those that weren't here yesterday, Rabbi Tuckman came. He gave a shir, Chazar shir. I'm sure it was great for those that were here. It's a wonderful opportunity to get it. You know, he's very clear, and it'll put together, all the sugyas of the week. So those that could be here on Sundays, he'll be coming every Sunday, as Hashem. And now that he's working in the OU, so he's not here during the. Some people work in the OU, so that's the story. Okay.